The Kevin Smith Show, unique in the galaxy.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the first time. Welcome. We're glad to have you. And I hope you make a habit out of it. It's a good habit to get into. If this is your first time to be here, you need to know that you are in good company. There are folks in 95 countries joining in with you right now, listening to The Kevin Smith Show. All across the United States, Canada, the UK, all across Northern Europe, Europe proper, and not to imply that the others are improper, but you know what I mean, the main body of Europe. And then all across Africa, Asia, and Australia, people are joining in and listening to The Kevin Smith Show. And we're glad you're here. So thank you for dropping in this evening. I also want to thank all of you who are supporting this show by donating funds to help us financially continue to be able to broadcast and by becoming members. Believe me, your support is very much appreciated, and believe me, it is very much needed. Without you, we could not be here. So thank you very, very much for your support. One of the things that will keep you all up to date on what's happening with The Kevin Smith Show is the K-Files e-zine. It amazes me that we have some loyal listeners. I mean, we've got some people that have been listening to this show for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And some of you have been listening for the whole 9 years. And still you have not subscribed to the K-Files e-zine. The K-Files e-zine is our free weekly newsletter. It's absolutely free. I mean, really free. No strings attached. And all you have to do to subscribe is just go over to my website at kevinsmithshow.com, click on where it says K-Files, and subscribe. You will get an automatic reply that has a confirmation link in it. Click that link, and that's it. You're done. And then you'll start getting the K-Files e-zine. You can unsubscribe anytime you desire to do so, but it will keep you informed and up to date on what is happening at this show. And it also, we also include some other goodies like articles that are just interesting articles having to do with our genre that we talk about, the paranormal, or the strange and unexplained. We also have in each edition a list of always at least 7 and sometimes more really interesting videos. You click the link and watch the videos having to do with our genre. And we really, and I go out of my way to find those. They're not all at YouTube. They're in a lot of different places. So the K-Files e-zine is the great way to go, and it's absolutely free. Now, one of the things, one of the features that we dropped out of the K-Files e-zine when we started having all those hack attacks, and I was just so overly busy, I didn't have time to search out the free downloads But we always used to put one of those in there, and it's coming back. All right, so things have kind of settled down again. We are going to be talking about some really mysterious things on Mars that you sent to me, and then we'll open up the phone lines and see what you think about it. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Now, one of the things that I try to do is feature on this show information that you send to me. I don't feature all of it because some of it just doesn't fit with what we're doing, and sometimes some of the information doesn't pan out. It looks interesting, but then when you really get to checking it, it turns out not to be real. The only way to know is to check it out. And then some of it, it's little tidbits that really you could not do a show on that, but it will fit with a whole lot of other little tidbits that come in. And so that's what we've done. You know that one of my favorite subjects is Mars. But not just Mars. I like anything that has to do with space exploration and futuristic science and so forth. But Mars is so fascinating because, of course, it's so close to us and yet so far away. As yet, officially, we have not sent humans over to Mars. There are rumors that we have done so, but nothing official has been said about us going to Mars. But in those amazing photographs on Mars, from Mars, we find a whole lot of anomalous things. Not just strange shapes. Sometimes you find strange shapes in rock formations right here on Earth. Those are interesting. But sometimes we find things that really can't be said to be rock formations in those pictures from Mars. And so what I've done over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been getting emails from you, and a lot of them have to do with Mars. And so I ran the links that you sent and checked out things you told me to look at, and I've put together some of your information for tonight's show. There is one thing that doesn't fit with tonight's show, but I want to tell you about it, and I will put a link to this in the K-Files e-zine. Someone sent me a link that said, check this out. This is UFO files released by NSA. And so I went to the link. These were released January the 9th. You may already know about it, but it's a lot of information. I haven't had the opportunity to go through all of it, but it's from the NSA. And it's declassified information about UFOs. So there may be something in there that's really worth our time and trouble to go through it and read it and see what is there. There may be something really useful and interesting and important for us. But I'll put that link in this week's K-Files e-zine. But for tonight, we're going to start out with a little bit of a focus on the information you've sent me about Mars, and then we'll open up the telephone lines and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But you know, some of this I have seen before, some of it I had not seen before, and the stuff that I had not seen before was breathtaking. So, but, you know, we're a large audience, we're a large family, and it is certain that you have not seen all of this, or how can I more accurately say, it is certain that not all of you have seen all of this. So I want to share this with you. Now, one of the big stories that has hit this week about Mars, and you know I say all of the time that it is my opinion that NASA and others have not told us the truth about the real conditions on Mars. Not that I think it's a picnic spot, but I think Mars is quite different from what we've been told. And one of the things that they tell us all the time is that there's no possibility of any liquid water on the surface of Mars. And yet, the Mars Polar Lander, the one that, you know, they just finished that mission, and Dr. Peter Smith down in Tucson ran that science mission. He and his team released information and photos showing that they did indeed have liquid water, little drops of water, that were existent on the legs of the lander. They showed photos of this, and they showed some time-lapse photos so that you could actually see these little globules of water collecting and moving as the weather conditions changed, the wind changed, and so forth. Well, now the big news that has hit is that there is a team of scientists who have said that looking at these photographs from Mars, hey, you know what? There's evidence right there of a deep, ancient lake. They're not saying that there's water in it. They're saying that there's, in the photo that they're looking at, they see shoreline evidence. They see a lake, or where a lake used to be. Well, I would just like to welcome these scientists. Welcome aboard. We've been there at that spot. We've held that position for several years now. For several years, not only Kevin Smith, but a great many Mars watchers have been saying, look, that looks like a lake. And there are several lakes that have been found. So, you scientists, welcome aboard. You finally got here, almost. You're still not willing to say there is liquid water on Mars on the surface. And yet there are photographs that show you're wrong. So maybe in another 4 or 5 years we can welcome you to that position. But this discovery of lakes, woohoo, we've been there. Well, let me show you a photograph. This is a photograph that was sent to me in the email this week, and it shows what appears to possibly be a lake. Now, you look at this, and for those of you who are listening via radio, you can't see it. For those of you who are watching KSS TV, you can see it. So let me describe it. It looks like a big deep hole in Mars. It's not a round hole. It's got you know, the shape that you would expect of a lake, little inlets and so forth. It's got a few islands there, and it's dark and looks like this big deep dark hole. Well, the thing about it, when you get close, and what we're going to do is zoom in on the lower left-hand side of that lake. And when you do that, what you can see is that it is indeed deep. There are ripples on the surface of something. There's some kind of a liquid there. There are ripples as the water is flowing around these things that look like islands. And then you can see, leaving the island, and as you leave the island, you can see that it trails off into the deep, just like what happens here on Earth. And that looks like it could be water. Now, maybe it's not water. Maybe it's something else. But there's some sort of liquid, apparently, right there. Now, they tell us that, you know, it's very, very important for us to be able to find water once we get to Mars. I agree. I would start looking in these places where your pictures show water. It seems kind of smart to me to look there. It may not be water, but some sort of liquid is there. And then, you know, there was a big, big hubbub out of NASA a few months back, sometime, I think it was last year, that they said, woohoo, it looks like there has been some sort of running water or liquid of some kind. And they compared two photographs taken 25 years apart. And there was, you could see the difference. And they said, that looks like what happens when you have running water. Well, like I said, you know, if you're looking for water, I think I might start looking in these places where your photographs show what looks like water. It may not be water. It may be, who knows what, it may be Jell-O. But, you know, I'd look there because it looks like water. Then there's always this big argument about, is there life on Mars? Now, some people say, well, there's no argument. Everybody knows there can be no life on Mars. Why, it's just too dry. Well, I've just shown you that it's not dry. There's something there. It looks like water to me because you can see through it. It's clear. But I don't think it's dry. I think it's probably kind of like living out here in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It's dry out here. If you were on Mars looking at Earth, and your telescope focused in on the Phoenix, Arizona area, you would swear there's no life here because it's dry. It's a desert. You would sit over there and say, "Oh, it can't happen." Well, it does, and we're here, and there are pockets of water. There are holes that are full of water. And we call those lakes. And I think you've got those on Mars as well. But then there is this debate about, is there life on Mars? The late Arthur C. Clarke, a brilliant scientist and a great sci-fi writer, he is the one who wrote 2001, A Space Odyssey, and a lot of other sci-fi. Arthur C. Clarke looked at photographs from Mars and said, that is vegetation. The debate's over. There's life there. Well, I've shown those photographs before. This is one that I had not seen. And this, again, I don't know for sure what this is, but it looks like a forest. It looks like a forest with some type of pine trees or cypress trees or some type of evergreen trees, just from the shape of them. And it looks like a pretty thick forest. From all appearances, there appears to be snow on the ground. And some of these appear to be, these trees appear to be growing up out of the edge of a lake. Now, I can't say for sure that's what it is. I called it a Mars forest because that's what it looks like to me. You may have a different idea or a different opinion about what that is, but that's what it looks like. It looks like a very thick forest with some very tall trees. And maybe it's not. Well, okay, if there's life on Mars, let's just say that you're going to give me that. You say, okay, well, there's some sort of vegetation on Mars. But there's no intelligent life. If there was intelligent life on Mars, you should find some sort of structures that they've built. Well, yes, you should. Maybe some that look kind of like this. Those are some domes that appeared in a photograph from one of the rovers that's up there. And maybe you think those are all geological, I mean. Maybe you think those are just big dome-shaped rocks. To me, they don't look like that. To me, that looks like domes. That looks to me like structures. And you can see the difference in their texture as you compare them to the big boulders that are laying around. That looks like structures. But the one that I told you about that I said it really blew me away, I mean, that's a pretty good one right there. But, you know, a lot of times when we get these photographs from Mars, lots of times, and from the moon as well, you really have to look and you really have to kind of use your imagination to see something. And people will point to things and say, see right there, there's this, there's that. And I don't see it. You've had that happen, haven't you? But, you know, if it just stands right out there and stares back at you, that's different, isn't it? Well, here is a photograph. This comes from NASA. Now, this photograph, what I did, I've put at the bottom of the screen there, I've put the website where I found this, but I also clipped off the top of the photograph where it just had the title and it had the photograph number, NASA's photograph number. And I moved it down so you would be able to see it on this screen. And it gives the longitude and the latitude of this location on Mars. Now, these are four different views, four different zoom levels of the same thing. Now, this is NASA's photograph. Now, what I want to do is just go 300%. We'll just zoom in 300%. Now, you might say, as you look at this, well, I don't know. But now look at where the arrow is and tell me that that was done by geology. That is a building. Now, we're going to go 400% and take a look, and you can actually see what looks like doors and windows in that building. Now, that blew me away. I have not seen that one before. Maybe you have. Maybe this is very old, and I'm just now catching up. But I had not seen this before. And I would have to say that is amazing. Now, let me back off to 300%. There you can see at 300%, there appears to be some sort of, there's the building, but it looks like some sort of other complex laid out there behind it and sort of down the hill from it and behind it. It looks like on the left side there's maybe some kind of steam rising, maybe some sort of a cooling tower right behind that building. And when we go back to 400%, you'll see what I'm talking about. With the cooling tower, you see that rounded structure back there behind the building? Wow, what can I say? Now, folks, that is on Mars, and you can go check this picture out for yourself. It's NASA's MGS MOC MO2-04304. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, what I wanted to do tonight was to present some of the things that you've been sending to me, people in our audience have been sending to me over the past, I think those photographs came in over the past 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. And I've sort of collected those and put them together for tonight's show. I wanted to share those with you as evidence of what I say that I, why I say that I don't think we are being told the truth about the true conditions on Mars. Now, just because there is something that looks like trees doesn't mean, in fact, it is trees. I understand that. And just because there is something that looks like domes doesn't mean that it is, in fact, domes. It could be something else. But it looks like domes. And it would, I think, any debunker would certainly be hard-pressed to say those are rocks. I don't know. Maybe on Mars, the forces at work on Mars create dome rocks. But I don't know. But when you get to the photograph of what looks like a building sitting on top of a hill, and looks like there are buildings off down the hill behind it. I mean, this is a rectangular building. It looks like it's got some kind of a little section on the top of that building that maybe they're sort of rounded ventilating systems or something like that. I don't know. But there's something up on the top. It looks like you can see doors and windows in this building. You know, maybe on Mars, the geological forces that are there construct rectangles with windows and doors and rounded cooling towers in the back and things like that. Maybe geology on Mars forms these things and paints the building white. Maybe that's what happens. But I don't think so. I think what happens is that there are photographs that show that there either is or has been intelligent life on our planet that we call Mars. When I say our planet, I mean it's in our solar system. Now, just because that's there doesn't mean that it is a working, functioning building where people live or go to work. In other words, this may be very, very, very ancient, and it may be in ruins. It may not be occupied now. I don't know. But I do know that when I look at that, I see a building. Now, what I want to do, we'll go open line here, but I want to open up the telephones and ask you your opinions of the things that we've looked at. I've shown you several photographs here, and I'd like to get your opinions of what we've looked at. Do you think that's geology? And if you do, I want you to explain why you think that's geology. If you think there's no liquid water on Mars, I'd like for you to tell me that, and I'd like for you to tell me what you think is in that hole that's got ripples on the surface. If it's not water, what could it be? The telephone number is 480-553-7232. Now, if you want to talk about some other topic, we'll do it. We'll go open line with it. Tomorrow night, we're back to a guest. We have Michael Cremo as the guest tomorrow night. But tonight is your night. What's on your mind? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
It's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Mr. Smith, are you a trained observer?
Yes.
You are a trained observer.
Oh. Yes. Why do you ask?
I don't even think you need to be a quote-unquote trained observer to see that those are buildings. I think they call us nutcases, but I think if anybody looks at those domes and look at that rectangle and tell me that is a natural formation, that couldn't possibly be buildings, I'd call them the nutcases, quite frankly.
Pretty amazing photographs. Had you ever seen that photograph of the building? Had you ever seen that before?
I've seen the dome ones on Mars Anomaly Research Com, I think.
Yeah, what about the one that looks like a rectangular building setting up on top of a hill or a ridge? Had you seen that?
I have not seen that one before, but yeah, that is definitely a building. And if what Bob Dean said, I know I love quoting Bob Dean, if what he said in his Project Camelot interview, Mars bases have been, quote-unquote, reactivated. So I'd have to say that there likely is somebody there, and that those domes, I don't think it's by any coincidence that lander is right near one of those domes.
Well, you know what I have a little problem with is this. I've heard that there are alien bases on Mars. I have heard that there are living Martians native to Mars that are living under the surface. And I have heard that we have bases on Mars. I've heard that we have two bases on Mars. Now, that's on this show. I've had guests who have said, yes, that's true. More than one guest. And some of the guests that have said that are people, well, like Bob Dean. I won't mention the name, but a very, very highly credentialed scientist who works in some of the really super top secret stuff.
Joe Kaku?
No. And but he said that on this show, that we have bases on Mars and on the moon. Okay, now, assuming that all of that is true, whose domes are they? I mean, is that the aliens, or is that us? Is it the Martians? And this building that's setting up on top of a ridge there, whose is it?
Well, I have to say, I think it may be, I think all of them may be right. I think it could be the Martians, it could be the secret space program, and it could possibly be the Anunnaki using Mars as a way station.
Oh, yeah, it could be. I know that. I don't want to know what it could be. I want to know whose it is. We're taking pictures of domes up there. Whose domes are they?
I wonder, has Richard Hoagland seen those pictures? I'm sure he has.
I don't know.
His opinion would be very valuable, too, in a time like this.
Well, he is certainly free to call in. I know he listens sometimes, so
well,
we would love to hear from him.
Richard, if you are listening, I challenge you to call into the Kevin Smith Show and give us your assessment of these photos.
Well, that's a good challenge. Thanks for the call, Kevin.
All right, have a good night, man.
All right. 480 553. Yeah, it's such a new number, I can't remember it. Here we go. 480-553-7232. That's the number to call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Mike from Kentucky.
Hi, Mike.
Enjoyed the show last night with Dick. I didn't want to call in and interfere with everybody else. I'll be seeing him tomorrow.
All right, sir.
Like the pictures. They really are good-looking pictures. And, of course, this is something that I've always been interested in since way back, in the mid-70s when they first came out with the face.
So what do you think? Are these optical illusions or are these buildings?
Well, I think there's some kind of a structure, is all I'll say. I don't think they're an optical illusion. I see what you're saying about the so-called trees.
Uh-huh.
They look like trees. And
yeah.
The water does look like there's some kind of liquid in that lake that is being rippled by water or vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? There may be, like you said, there may be a mining complex going on there, and the vibration of the ripples is caused by the drilling or something of that nature.
Oh, it could be. It could be.
Just wanted to say that, and got a great show going here, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
480-553-7232. I have said on many, many occasions that I think the conditions on Mars, the real conditions, are quite different from what we've been told. These pictures seem to show that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Kevin from Northern Alberta calling. How are you this evening?
Outstanding. How are you, sir?
I am well. Thank you very much.
Good.
I really like that photograph with that structure in it. I've studied that before, quite a while ago, actually. And if you look down the hill to the right of it, there's a seems to be a flat-top pyramid there, too.
Well, let me bring that picture back up. Okay. Yeah, I see that. I do see that. And tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to sort of circle that for our for people that are watching so they will see what we're talking about.
Okay.
All right. Right there is what appears to be something that could be kind of a ziggurat or a flat-topped pyramid. Well, I moved the picture, so let's get it back up here. And I can't see it in that picture. All right, let's see. Here we go. You can see it in this picture. And it's right under the blue arrow that I've just drawn. All right. Yeah, I had not noticed that. So it does appear to be kind of a ziggurat.
Sure. And then you pointed that sort of that egg-shaped dome out to the right of that structure again. This almost represents some type of a mining operation or some type of industry.
It certainly looks like it. It does indeed.
It does indeed. And when you zoomed in on that main structure and you could see the window or the door, whatever it may be, or loading ramp, who knows, you know, that's not geology, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, it looks like there's some big pipes that are coming into this structure right into the front. It looks like there's a big hole cut into that structure, and there are some pipes going right into it. But I don't know what it is. But I'll tell you, it does not appear to be geological. To me, it doesn't. That appears to be built.
I'd have to agree with you. That certainly, if you were to see that picture on Earth in that condition, you'd say, well, that's a structure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, yeah, you know, let's underscore what you just said. I agreed with it, but let's underscore it. If you were flying and over some land and you took a picture and this showed up in your picture, no one here on this planet would doubt that you just got a picture of some kind of building.
Yeah.
The only reason anyone would throw up sand about this is if they knew that this is not on Earth. So if this was a photograph taken from an airplane here on Earth, nobody would doubt that that is some kind of structure. Hey, I got to run. We got to step away for a break.
Okay, thank you very much, Kevin.
All right, thank you for the call. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking, well, it's open line, but we have been talking about the photographs that some of you sent to me, and I found them to be very interesting. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. This is Ryan up in Puget Sound.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi. Yeah, well, boy, I just looked at that. I'm not watching it, so I didn't exactly see the images, I'm not sure I know what images you had, because I looked at your homepage and you had the images of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely believe that there was life on Mars, or there is life on Mars. I don't know which one yet to go with. I've seen some of the images that a lot of people have seen, but the one that's a clear image of a pyramid on Mars is the one that kind of I thought was interesting. Hey, Kevin, I got a question for you. Is it true that the name Cairo, like Cairo, Egypt, is that translated into? Does that stand for Mars? Is that true?
You know, I don't know. I don't speak Egyptian.
No.
It's not one of the languages that I've studied. I don't even have any real familiarity with it, other than I know a couple of words that were used in ancient Egyptian and their meaning. Just a couple. Other than that, I really don't know. But I have read that.
Uh-huh. Well, if there's anybody out there that's in the audience, I'd have some more insight into what exactly is going on Mars. I think that we deserve to know. I mean, people deserve to know what's going on. And it's amazing that we keep going back to Mars. We keep sending probes to Mars. We keep sending satellites to Mars over and over again. It kind of makes you wonder what is really going on Mars, that there's so much interest that we keep going back to Mars. There's so many other planets out there, so many other things we could be exploring, but there's interest with NASA to Mars and such. But
hey, you want a real kicker?
Barry Wills is out in the audience. I wouldn't mind hearing what he has to say about this. I really kind of, I'm always fascinated with his perspective on things.
All right. Listen, do you want a real kicker about, you know, you said, you know, there's something going on at Mars.
Uh-huh.
How about this? They scrapped one project that they had planned to do, and instead put a communication satellite up there around Mars. Communicating with whom? That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Well, I hadn't heard about that.
Yep. Yep, that was in the last show that I did about Mars, where I took all that stuff right off of the NASA website. And, yeah, that was in one of their documents that I put up on the screen.
Yeah, I read today. Did you read today that NASA's going to send an orbiter to the moon? I don't know if there was one there already.
Yeah, they're going to do a lunar orbiter, and they're going to crash it into the moon once it's done its science stuff.
Well, if there's anybody out there, maybe the guys in IPUS, let us know, because it's we people deserve to know what's going on. If there's trees, that image you show obviously shows trees. Those are obviously trees.
Look, they look like trees to me. But I'm, you know, I have to say, I could be wrong, but that looks like trees to me.
Well, in my eyes see trees, and I don't know for sure, but apparently, let's say they are trees. Well, mm-hmm. the trees appear to, if they were dead trees, they would be branches, right?
Right.
Assuming that it's somewhat similar to Earth,
if it is trees, they look like some type of evergreen or conifer. They're shaped somewhat like pines.
Right. I live up here in Washington, and there's trees all over up here, evergreen trees everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of used to seeing trees, and when I look at that, that's what I see. But if there is, if they say that they are trees, well, they apparently have to be getting nutrients from somewhere. They don't seem to be dead trees. They seem to be alive.
They do. So they do indeed.
If Jerry's out there, I wouldn't mind hearing from him. And great show as always, Kevin. You have a good night.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they do look like trees to me. As I said, they may be something else. I could be wrong about this, but they look like trees. And it looks like they're growing, you know, in an area where there's snow. And that's why I said it looks like maybe they're evergreen trees, because we know that those trees survive in those snowy areas. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Very, very interesting pictures. The one picture there, it definitely looks like a forest of evergreens. I grew up in Maine, and, you know, they're all over the place. That looks an awful lot like maybe some kind of pine trees, or maybe possibly fir or spruce. definitely looks like water right there on the shoreline. Actually, in the sort of in the lower left-hand picture, it kind of looks like it might be maybe some kind of ice or something, possibly. If that white right there, I'm actually looking at it on my laptop screen now. If that white is snow, if you look in the lower sort of left-hand corner,
yeah,
it says Mars Force, that actually might be either thin ice forming or maybe some kind of a steam or mist coming off the water.
Yeah.
That is water.
Yeah.
The other one there where you were saying like it was the bays and stuff, like a bay with little inlets and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It could be that, but you know, and with water ripples, but it also could be a dry lake bed. And those ripples could actually possibly be like maybe sand, because if you look down in the Mississippi River Delta down around New Orleans and stuff, the mudflats and stuff down there,
mm-hmm.
they look like that sometimes when the, as the delta, as the sediment and everything is coming down river in the Mississippi and is deposited down there, that's what a lot of that looks like. So it could either be water or it could be maybe like a dry lake bed possibly with the ripple effect of in the dirt, in the sand.
Yeah, it could be. The reason I don't think it is if you look at the photograph that is up on your screen now, mm-hmm. it's the zoomed out, the distant photograph, and you can see the land fading away into the blackness,
mm-hmm.
Where if that was simply a big hole,
right,
we would see an edge where it drops into the blackness,
right.
But it doesn't. It fades towards those islands.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting. Well, it could be islands, but it also could be some kind of craft, too, like maybe boats or something.
Well, I guess it could be, but I don't know. To me, those look like islands.
They could very well be islands, but, yeah, see, that looks, is that the same picture, but a little closer up of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it very well could possibly be islands, but there's that, I don't know, that's kind of interesting, because if that is water, that looks like it's actually some kind of a, maybe like coral reef structure or something.
Could be.
Like that sometimes. The other one that I also wanted to comment on was that picture that you had there with the building and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely manufactured. That's not geological. There's no way in the world. I mean, it does look like it might be some kind of a quarry or a mining operation or something like that. Yeah, with some kind of pipe going in there, maybe, I mean, I don't know, maybe some, you know, water pipes or maybe some kind of a fuel pipe going in there. And then, yeah, the building, it definitely does look like a building, some kind of maybe a treatment station or something like that. And then the little domes on top, it might be maybe some kind of a solar collector or something.
Well, it might be.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very, very interesting. I wanted to kind of add something kind of off topic of that. There is a, I know I've sent you a few things in the past from a guy by the name of Dr. Donald Ryle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting. I, you know, get lots of stuff from him, me and other members in the group that we belong to, the chat group that we belong to. Anyway, he sent some really interesting pictures of this ring that is just a very round, perfect ring that's in the sky.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
It's not smoke.
It doesn't look like smoke. I was thinking that it looks like maybe the outline of a some kind of a UFO that's actually cloaked. That the actual body of it is cloaked, but the outer ring is actually, you know, the outline of the ship. I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought that was interesting. Then what he did was he sent the King's Dominion photo, which is like the most recent. Then he has another photo from 1999, and then another photo even further back in 1957 when I was born. And,
Debbie, I hate to do it. We have a break taking over, so I have to run. But thank you. It's always interesting. when you call. You always have good information. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're having a good time here tonight, huh? A lot of good ideas out there. And like I said, you know, these are photographs, the photographs we've been talking about, these are photographs that people around the world listening to the Kevin Smith Show have sent me the links to these photographs so that I could take a look at them, suggesting that I, you know, take a look at it. Well, I did, and I collected them for two, maybe 3 weeks, to put together for tonight's show. And the point being that it would appear that conditions on Mars are very different from what we've been told. Now, we had one caller that said, that asked the question, what about the name of the city in Egypt, the capital city, Cairo? Is it true that it means, in English, Mars? In other words, is that the name that the Egyptians use for that planet? The one we call Mars, in their language, is it called Cairo? What's interesting about that is that you have, on the Giza Plateau, you have three pyramids laid out in the same formation as the stars in Orion's belt. And then at Cydonia, you have three pyramids that appear to be laid out in that same pattern. I don't know if Cairo means Mars. I do know that our telephone number is 480-553-7232. I got a flash message from John over in Australia talking about that on the telephone line, whenever I bring someone on the telephone line, he can hear faintly in the background some other radio station. So I made a little bit of a change in our setup and during that last commercial break. And maybe we won't hear that tonight. We'll see if that fixed it. But it's open line. We'll talk about whatever you wish to talk about, provided it's within our genre. We don't do politics. We don't do recipes. We don't do auto mechanics. But anything paranormal, UFOs, futuristic science, space exploration, those kinds of things, I want you to have the opportunity to discuss what's on your mind, the things that you've been thinking about, wondering about, or maybe you have been thinking about and have come to some conclusions about. All right? So the number to call, 480-553-7232. Also, you can use the flash message feature if you're outside of the USA and outside of Canada. If you're anywhere else in the world, you can go to my website, scroll down, and you'll see a link right in the center of the screen that says Flash Message. Click that. You can send me a flash message, and I'll read it, and we'll talk about it here on the air. Now, if you're anywhere in this world, anywhere on planet Earth, you can call that telephone number. The country code is 1. And then 480-553-7232. It will work, and we'll be more than happy to hear from you. But if you don't want to pay for that international telephone long distance, you can use the flash message feature. Canada and USA, please use that telephone number. We have a lot of folks who are listening via their cell phones. And I wish to thank our excellent affiliate out in the Los Angeles area. It is iRadio LA or Indy 104, and they provide that service. So if you happen to have a cell phone, and if you happen to be traveling, you can still listen to the Kevin Smith Show live via that service. So there's a link on my website for iRadio LA. It's right under those links where you open up the player. All right. And you go over there and you'll find the instructions there on how to do that. Now, one of the things that I have said over and over and over is that I don't think conditions on Mars are what we've been told. It's one thing for Kevin Smith, ex-cop, current radio host, to say that. But what do scientists say about it? Well, you may remember that Peter Smith, back in last year or early this year, but right around the first of the year, Peter Smith, running the science mission on the Mars Global Lander, you know, it landed up near the North Pole of Mars. He said that the analysis of the soil said that it is dirt that's just like the dirt in your backyard. You could probably grow asparagus in it. Well, somebody decided they'd better rush something to press, and so immediately then stories started coming out saying, well, now wait a minute. You know, you probably can't grow anything in that dirt because we found perchlorate in that dirt. And perchlorate is, of course, they said in these articles, would be, you know, hazardous to life. It would not be conducive to life. You will remember that the very day those articles came out, I did some research on both their experiment on which they were basing this statement that they found perchlorate, I did some research on perchlorate. And what I discovered was, number one, they didn't find perchlorate. They found lots and lots of oxygen in that dirt. And they did a heat experiment where they heated up the dirt, and since the gas is coming off of it, they found lots of oxygen but no chlorine. And then they did a wet experiment, a chemical experiment, and they found lots and lots of oxygen, but they didn't find chlorine. Now, in order for you to have perchlorate, you have to have chlorine. And so they just found a lot of oxygen. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller.
Yes.
Yes, Kevin? You're live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Mike from Coral Springs, Florida.
Hi, Mike. I still hear another radio station in the background. I will try to fix that by tomorrow. What's on your mind, Mike?
Okay, I enjoy your show tonight. Mars is a very interesting topic. I know you talk a lot about it. I'd like to mention to people the building that you're seeing there, the mining plant. That's an area called Tithonia City.
Okay.
And it was on a DVD that I got a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Project Red Star, Martian Genesis. For anybody who wants to get it, that's the name of the DVD.
All right.
And it talks about that whole complex. It talks about what the guy does is he breaks down the entire area and tells you what you're seeing, the mining camp. There's a statue behind there that looks like a Buddha, with his arms folded.
Okay.
See that on the picture there.
All right.
If you're looking at that. There's a, the pyramid in the back. There's even a taller step pyramid behind the flat one that you were looking at there, Kevin.
All right. Well, let's put it back up here.
Right.
Yeah. It's a little bit difficult because of the size of our screens to see that, but I can see what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. This information actually came out in the early millennium, like around 2002, 2003. This guy was the guy who did the DVD. He was on one of the other talk shows, and I think Cairo means, in Arabic, it does mean Mars, for one of your callers that called in. And I think there's a connection between ancient Egypt and Mars. I definitely think there is a connection there. There's just a lot of things there that say that there is a connection between, you know, Mars and Egypt. So that's basically what I wanted to tell you. That name of that complex is called Tithonia City. And for anybody who wants to get the DVD, I think it's called Project Red Star, Martian Genesis. I don't know where you can get it, but it is on DVD. And
it looks like there's just a whole bunch of buildings of some type back there.
Right, right. What the narrator does, he does an inklift on all the buildings and tells you what you're seeing. But I presented this presentation to a group of people, and I didn't want to make a Rorschach test. And I said, okay, folks, what are you seeing here? And then people pointed out the building you're talking about, and then the pyramids too. So
it also looks like there's either some big pipelines that cross a chasm, or that is maybe a bridge, a couple of bridges across that chasm.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
Right. Also in the front there, Kevin, it looks like a terracing effect, like it's going down a cliff or something. It looks like it's very terraced, if you can look at that, too, in front of that mining plant.
Yeah, to the right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I can see that. And then, actually, all across this ridge line, it looks like that it's terraced, stepped.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a dome. There's a dome place back there. It looks like I don't know what it is. There's a lot of modern architecture in there mixed in with ancient stuff, which makes it a very interesting site. But, you know, I'm just very alarmed. Richard Hoagland always talks about the face on Mars. Well, you know, that's interesting. But this site that you're talking about tonight, you're the first one I've seen talk about it. It's gotten buried, and it's the most interesting site of anything that's the trees are interesting, too. I think that's very apparent that those look like trees. But the stuff you're showing on that Tithonia City site there, the mining plant, that is obviously artificially built. There's just, you know, no tricks of light there.
Well, it would be very, very difficult to convince me that that's not artificially built.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, right. Listen, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, folks, I really, really would have a difficult time believing that all of that is artificially built. I mean, it just doesn't look to me to be artificially built. It appears to me, I'm misspeaking. It appears to me to be artificially built. It does not appear to me that it's a natural formation, a geological formation. It appears to be completely artificially built. All right, our telephone number is 480-553-7232. And I have to say, along with that caller, that I don't know that I have ever seen this on other shows. Even though he said these photographs came out on a DVD some time back, my first exposure to these photos was when you folks sent them to me. I've seen lots and lots of photos from Mars, but my first exposure to these was when you sent them to me over the past couple of weeks. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, I wanted to ask you a couple questions about the photos because they're so interesting.
All right.
Is there any way you can pull it up on the screen again?
Which one?
The one showing the main structure.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's see. There we go.
Okay.
It's on the screen.
You were saying that it could possibly be either a pipe or a bridge that's coming out of what appears to be some kind of a house-like structure, correct?
No.
Oh, the long line out that was coming out from under it, you said it might be a bridge maybe or something?
Well, let me make a little mark here so you can see what I was talking about. The bridge thing that I was talking about is here. The pipes coming out of the structure are here.
Oh, I can see. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll make the marks go away, and then you can see under the marks there.
Oh, yeah. I can see that now. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. So the lit up part that's really long underneath that, what does that appear to be?
Well, I'll put a zoomed version up so we can see a little closer. I'm not really sure what that is. There's a sort of domed or rounded structures on the right side of that. It appears to me, this long, elongated white structure appears to me to be perhaps the roof of a building that is on this lower part here.
I'm curious, what causes it to be more light than others? Like, what is the photography aspect of why it's more illuminated in areas? How does it, you know, programmably pick that up to put it on an image form to us?
Well, it's just like here on Earth, the angle of the sunlight is going to give you brighter sides to things and more shadowed sides to things.
Uh-huh.
But everything on the right side is brighter than things on the left side. So if you look at the building structure, or the thing that, looks like the main building there, it's brighter on the right side than it is on the front.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting aspects I was just noticing was, because at first you can see kind of a lot of different, like, squarey-like regions because it's a zoomed-in photograph, you know, in a certain aspect. And so skeptics might say, well, you know, there's a little bit of lines that go through that photograph anyways. The image could be distorted. But when you're showing that it's illuminated because of the inclination or declination to the sun, or the light that's coming in from whatnot, it's showing physically that it has that shape to it, so it can't be denied in the photo itself. And,
yeah.
You know, those pipe structures were really interesting. And thanks for showing me that again, because I almost missed that, thinking it was the main one, not paying attention.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting, I have to say. The whole thing... The whole complex there is very interesting, and you know, I don't really have any information about it other than it's there. Well, I do have the information of when I say it's there. NASA provides its location in their stack of pictures. It gives the longitude and latitude of this structure. And also the photograph number. So, but you know, this brings up something else, folks. This brings up what you've heard me say, and a lot of you disagree with me on this. I know that because you write to me and tell me, and that's fine. I don't mind if you disagree with me. But I, because of that, I know that a lot of you disagree when I say that. I don't buy the notion that NASA is always lying. I think NASA clouds things a little bit for us sometimes. They use a little misdirection, a little sleight of hand. But if you really think about it, they didn't have to release that picture. They didn't have to release that photograph of the domes either. They didn't have to, you know, they do, though. They release these photographs, and they know people are looking, and they know people are going to see things. So it's not as if they are actually covering up. They may have to make public statements that says, well, you know, those are not domes. Those are actually sand dunes, and it's a trick of light. They may have to release statements like that, but they let you have the picture. You do get the photo, And when you get the photo, your eyes see what your eyes see. Your eyes look at the photograph and immediately identify what you're looking at. And so I don't think that it's fair. Well, I'm not sure that fair is the right word. I don't think that it's accurate to say that NASA is nothing but lies. I don't buy that at all, because it's their photographs and their own writings, as you well know, and their own recordings, as you know, that give us the information that we have about the possibility of life on Mars. For instance, this recording.
What we have found, in fact, is something like 15 times as much oxygen in that atmosphere as we can account for from known sources.
All right. Now, you know, I have played that for you before. That's the chief biologist on the Viking lander mission back in the 1970s, 1976, I believe it was. Now, that's NASA's scientist, and he's saying we found 15 times, not 15% more, 15 times more oxygen. Now, that same thing happened when the Mars Global Lander up at the North Pole of Mars, near the North Pole, scooped up dirt, and they baked it, and their experiment gave a big spike for oxygen. And they said, well, it must be malfunctioning, and so they put another scoop of dirt into the Mars Global Lander and did a wet experiment, a chemical experiment, and got the same thing, a ton of oxygen. Lots of oxygen. Now, the stories that came out, I mentioned, they said it's perchlorate. I went on the air that night, and I said, it's not perchlorate, it's oxygen. Your own experiments didn't show chlorine. They only showed oxygen. There's a vast amount of oxygen in Martian dirt. That's what they discovered in 1976 with the Viking lander. That's what that audio clip that I played for you just a few seconds ago, that's what he's talking about. They scooped up some dirt, did a little experiment, and got a big spike in oxygen. 15 times more oxygen than they could account for in that environment, in that atmosphere. All right. Well, that information came from NASA. Also, on the perchlorate thing, you know, they said, well, that would preclude any kind of life forming there and living there, because perchlorate is harmful to life. Well, I did some research on that and discovered that perchlorate happens in nature right here on Earth, as well as man-made perchlorate. There are 27 states said to be, quote, contaminated with perchlorate here in the United States. Now, do the math. Here in the United States, we have 50 states. 27, that's two more than 50%, are, quote, contaminated with perchlorate. Ask yourself, is there anyone living in those 27 states? Are there any life forms living in those 27 states? And the answer is, you bet there are. All right, we'll be back right after this with more of your calls and comments. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our discussion this evening. Look, if you want a different topic, it is open line. But these are pretty amazing pictures, you've got to admit. Some of you have seen these pictures. these, the one of the lake, I have seen that. This particular picture that I showed tonight of the what looks like a forest, looks like trees, I had not seen that one. I've seen other pictures that look like trees, but I had not seen that one. From that angle, you know, you can see them standing up, and it looks like trees. I found that to be pretty amazing. I had not seen the one with the domes, and I had not seen the one with this structure up on top of that ridge. So, you know, you'd be very, very hard-pressed to try and convince me that that structure on top of that ridge is anything but artificial. The telephone number is 480-553-7232. All across the United States of America, all across Canada, that's the number, 480-553-7232. It will work from anywhere in the world. But if you're not in the United States and you're not in Canada, you can use our flash message feature. If you're in the United States, generally our filters will filter out a flash message you send to me from inside the United States, and I never see it. It misses one once in a while. But if you're in the USA, use the phone number. If you're in Canada, use the phone number. And the flash messages are for folks who would have to make an international long-distance call. And in order to send a flash message, you go to my website, scroll down, and you'll see a link that says flash message. And click that and send it to me. And the reason it's called a flash message is because when it comes in, it begins flashing on my screen over here on the right and notifies me that you have sent a message, okay? I have no doubt that there has been intelligent life on Mars. Someone built that structure that we've been talking about. Someone built those domes and other structures that are in many, many other pictures from Mars. So I have no doubt that there has been intelligent life on Mars. What I wonder, we hear this from a lot of sources, we hear and we have heard in recent shows that, in fact, there are Martians alive today, and they live under the surface of Mars. We have heard on this show, we've heard guests on this show, highly credentialed guests, who have said that there are, that we have bases on Mars, that we've got, I've heard one, and I've heard that we have two on Mars. I've also heard that there are both alien and human bases on the moon. So I don't know, and I can't tell you that that I know, and I won't say, well, I believe it's this and I believe it's that, because believe based on what? I don't know. But what I do know is that these photographs show things that are not geologically formed. These photographs show things that were constructed, and therefore we use the term they are artificial. Somebody built them. I don't know who, and I don't know when, and I don't know for what purpose, but someone built these structures. So I can look at the photographs and see that. Now, sometimes people will look at photographs and they'll see things, you know, the photograph is not very clear, and you know, they'll see a shape that they say, oh, look, there's a, you know, there's a tower, or there's a building, and I look at it and I don't see it. But that's not the case with these photographs. With these photographs that I've been showing you here tonight, these photographs very clearly show that there is some type of artificial structure built on top of that ridge. In fact, a lot of artificial structuring built on top of that ridge and trailing off into the valley behind it. There appears to be more artificial structuring back there. All right, let's go back to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. It's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I wish we could get rid of that other radio station that's coming into the background. We will be rid of it by tomorrow.
As long as you or the other person's talking, you can't hear it. It's only when it's kind of silent it comes over.
All right.
You and I talked in private in Sedona, and you piqued my interest in Mars and got me looking more into it. And I really enjoyed the pictures tonight. The pictures of the forest, when I first looked at it, I tried to think of something that would appear that way that wasn't trees. And the only thing I could come up with is like a glacial field, you know, how they have crevices in them and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is if there's a glacial field there, there's water there.
Yeah.
So...
Well, too, if you look at this pretty carefully, you can see that these things are casting shadows on the ground, so they're standing up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The ones at kind of the right side of the picture appear to be casting a shadow,
mm-hmm.
and that means they are standing.
I don't know what they are, but they sure look like trees.
It looks like a good place to cut a Christmas tree to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before, is the rovers and whatever we're planning to send to Mars and the drone that they plan on flying while they're on Mars, they're going to have some kind of atmosphere
yeah.
to fly that thing. And they're also going to have some kind of atmosphere for the parachutes to open.
Were you listening the night where I read the email that one of our listeners sent to NASA asking them, how do you guys make a parachute work on Mars?
Yeah, they came back with a complete runaround and no answer.
Didn't even acknowledge the question, and they talked about how they were helping the United States with economic recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to NASA's website to see if there was any information on their Mars atmosphere, and there is. It gives, I was trying to figure the density altitude so I could determine as a pilot what this airplane drone is going to have to provide it enough lift to go. And they've actually got some figures on there. But when I used those figures and plugged them into the density altitude calculation that we do here on Earth for airplanes, weight and balance and whatever, that plane's going to have like 40-foot wingspan.
And a very light, almost non-existent fuselage.
It can't weigh over like 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So the figures don't work.
That's true. The figures don't work. And the only way they could ever hope to fly an airplane on Mars is that it has an atmosphere that's much thicker than what they're telling us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure their equipment's going to weigh more than 20 pounds.
Yeah, the other night I showed a photograph of this new parachute that they've designed for the new rover that they're sending up. They're sending up a big rover this next time. The parachute is 52 feet in diameter,
mm-hmm.
and they put some pictures out showing it in a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed that. I asked the question, okay, well, did you guys reduce the atmospheric density to 0.07% of Earth's atmosphere? Because that's what your website says is on Mars.
Yeah.
Just because you can put it in a wind tunnel and open it here doesn't mean it'll open in that density of atmosphere.
That's right.
And then I circled on the screen down in the lower right-hand corner There's a man standing in the wind tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they had lowered the atmosphere to 0.07%, that guy wouldn't be standing.
They'd be calling the coroner for him.
That's right. So, you know, just because you can put it in a wind tunnel here and open it here doesn't mean that it'll open there if the atmosphere is 0.07%. So here's what I say about that. The atmosphere on Mars is not 0.07%.
No, it has to be more.
Has to be more, or these parachutes don't work.
Yeah, and thanks for piquing my interest in it when we talked. I hadn't done much background study in it, but I find it really interesting now, so I'm with you.
All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Bye-bye. Yeah, now look, I could be all wet. It could be that when you get to Mars, physics doesn't work like it does here. Right. Okay, 480-553-7232. 480-553-7232 is the telephone number. If you live outside of the USA and outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. If you live in the USA and you live in Canada, please use the telephone number. So what does it really matter if, in fact, what we're being told about conditions on Mars is in error? What does that really matter? Well, it matters a lot, because then the question is, so why are we being told that? And the answer to that question is, that's the big question. Why? And the answer to that question is, I think, big enough to reverberate throughout the Earth. If we are, in fact, not being told the truth about the true conditions on Mars, if, in fact, Mars does have breathable atmosphere, as this scientist said, 15 times more oxygen than we can account for in that atmosphere from all known sources. If that's the case, if it does have a breathable atmosphere, if there are little pockets of temperate weather, at least temperate enough that you can survive it, if there is liquid water, if there are trees, and if those buildings are occupied, the question then is, by whom? And why is it that they don't want us to know? You see, by continuing to tell us about the conditions on Mars using information that their own evidence seems to prove is wrong, if they're doing that, why? Are these people on Mars, are they living currently? I mean, is it a current civilization that's alive on Mars? And what's wrong with them that they want to keep us from knowing about them? Are they dangerous? We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We just have a few minutes left in tonight's show, and I want to, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that I say again thank you to all of you across the world that sent those pictures to me. And I know sometimes you send things and you wonder, does he really look at those? First of all, if you use our contact page, your email will get through to me. It gets through our filters. If you don't use the contact page and you just send it to one of our email addresses, chances are, yeah, it's 50-50. Chances are it's going to get filtered out by our spam filters. If it comes through the contact page, it gets to me. If it comes through the contact page and it gets to me, I read it. Okay, I don't always have time to reply to every email that comes in. I reply to a lot of them. But I get it. I read it. If you send me a link, I look at it. And then, you know, if I can use it in a show, I do. I have to tell you that a lot of times I get some really good stuff in here, but I get so much that I can't get it all into shows. But don't stop sending me links and photos and things you want me to look at. I'll be glad to look at them. All right, we still have a few minutes left. If you have been trying to call in and haven't been able to get through, now's a good time. The phone lines are absolutely dead at the moment, so they work, but there's no one calling, so you should be able to get through. 480-553-7232 is the number to call. 480-553-7232. When we went away for break, I was posing the question, you know, the question is, if the conditions on Mars are not what we've been told, then why are we being told what we're being told? What's the answer to that? Why not give us the straight facts? And it's the answer to the why that is very, very important. If, in fact, you have breathable atmosphere, if, in fact, you have liquid water, if, in fact, you have living beings on that planet, why tell us otherwise? What is the answer to why? Are they dangerous to us? Richard Hoagland proposes a theory that we are the Martians, that we, that some from Mars migrated here before Mars went through its great cataclysm that put it in the conditions that it's in today. Maybe that's the case. And if there are still some of them living there, what would be wrong about us knowing that fact? What would be so devastating about us knowing that that is the case, that we originally were on Mars and that we came here? Now, I don't know that that is the case, but what would be dangerous about us knowing that? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yes, Kevin, my name is Brett. I'm from Marquette, Michigan. I've called you several times before, but it's been over the course of a couple of years. Just calling in response to your question, why would NASA or whoever it be, the powers that be, conceal evidence of life on Mars?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ignorance is bliss. To keep the people ignorant, when you have an ignorant population or somebody that you can easily manipulate with information, you can draw them into other areas so that won't get them distracted. It will distract them from, you know, more important things, you know, more important questions and answers that might be attained, you know, whether for personal beliefs or religious beliefs. Whatnot is basically a bit of control, you know. If there is life on another planet, how advanced is it? Is there different energy sources? Are there advanced technologies? Do we have access to these? Are some of the previous myths or legends about you know, conflicts between, say, Lemurians and Atlanteans happen to be also a residual confrontation between two planets, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mars and Earth.
So you think that by keeping the population of Earth ignorant of life on other planets, let me rephrase that. If they were to allow us to know about that, perhaps it would complicate things more here on Earth, and if we're ignorant of it, things stay simple.
Yes.
Okay.
I would agree with you on a large part of that. I think it also might have some religious, you know, religious underpinnings there, and, you know, maybe, you know, people playing on both sides of the fence.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm very serious about this. Have you ever personally met any politicians or ambassadors or, you know, senators, congressmen, people like that? Have you ever met any?
I might have at some point. My father actually worked for the government, and he retired from the government after, I think, 30, 35 years of service, military intelligence, as well as my uncle. And I've met some pretty interesting people.
All right. And as have I. I've met some. Have you ever met any that were overly concerned about religion? I never have. All of them are overly concerned about the next election. They're concerned about re-election. I've never met any of them that really gave two hoots and a whirlwind about religion. And so whenever I hear that they're concerned that there'll be religious disturbances, it's hard for me to imagine those guys would be concerned about that.
In the political realm, I would agree with you. Quite honestly, no, I haven't. I've met some people that were pretty religious that were in politics or were in contact with politicians and whatnot just because of their work.
Yeah, but you know what? When an election's coming up, I've never met a politician who would not compromise his religious beliefs in order to get reelected.
Exactly. Well, that's what draws them to the game, you know.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me out of it. Just, you know, money and power, you know.
Yeah.
Far more important things in my life than that.
Well, listen, it's Brett, right?
Yes.
Brett, thanks for the call. I've got to run because we're just about out of time here on tonight's show. Thanks for the call. Very good observations.
Oh, thank you. And, hey, phenomenal show. I've been a longtime listener. Well, 4 or 5 years. Great. You know, I encourage everybody to keep on listening.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I wish we had more time. This subject, not just that there are buildings and stuff on Mars, that's part of it, but the whole subject of, okay, so why not tell us about this? Why? The answer to the why. What they don't say always attracts my attention. I've told you that before. When I was a policeman and I was investigating something, what witnesses and suspects wouldn't talk about always attracted my attention. This does too. The question, if conditions are different on Mars than what we've been told, why have we been told and why are we continuing to be told what we're being told? And the evidence from the photographs, the evidence from scientists who have worked on NASA projects, things that are on NASA's own website, all seem to say things are much different on Mars than what we've been told. Why? Tomorrow night, my guest is Michael Cremo, and we'll be talking about the very different history of Earth than we have been told. Be sure you get all your friends and neighbors and even your enemies to join in. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.